Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco. You can find that weekends on WJCL and on YouTube officially this fall. A lot of our content is going to be going there. On the other end of the line here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing okay.
How are you? You doing okay. Miss Maggie's been a little bit under the weather. Show us your box of tissues for a fact. If you're listening, you don't see, but she's got her box of Kleenex there. Miss Maggie's been a little under the weather the last few days. And every time I almost nicknamed you Rumpelstiltskin, because every time I text you to see how you're doing, oh, I'm napping. I just woke up from a nap. I'm about to take a nap. That's I'd like to have a week like that. Be careful what you wish for. It's like, man, I wish I caught a cold so I could sleep all day for 4 days in a row. That would be wonderful.
I have had a lot of naps.
You on the backside of it, though?
Yes, I do believe. I did get out to the grocery store yesterday.
Wow.
Yes, I've been, you know, because I've been kind of confined to the house, I've been doing lots of cooking.
Nice. What's your favorite thing that you've cooked?
Oh, gosh. You know, I do a copycat San Miguel salad. I did a batch of that. I did a big pot of broccoli cheddar, which is not your favorite.
Nope.
Chicken soup. Obviously, I've made homemade chicken soup. I've had it with noodles. I've had it with rice. Kind of sick of that at this point.
I bet.
I've made lasagna. I made mashed potatoes. I've cooked every meal. Lots of pastina. Do you ever eat pastina? It's like Italian filling.
I have had it. Is it a regular thing? No, I'll probably have it every few years. Not a big thing for me. That is good.
You know, Rhea, my bestie Rhea, shout out to Rhea.
Yeah, hi Rhea.
Hi Rhea. Her grandmother, who I nicknamed Nani Pastina, taught me how to make that when I was 12.
Gotcha.
Love it so much.
So it's one of those things for you. Guilty pleasure, would you call it?
Yes. It's a great little breakfast item.
I was going to make tomato soup, a big old pot of tomato soup yesterday, Sunday, and decided against it because I love it, number one, but I decided against it because every night this week I have a dinner out. And that doesn't happen very often, but... tonight, I have a dinner in Augusta. I've got one here in town Tuesday, Wednesday, and then two events back-to-back on Thursday. And then Friday, every night. I've got a thing every night this week. So I'm like, this isn't the time to have leftover soup in the fridge, wondering when I'm going to eat it. So I'll just wait to pick a week where I'm going to be at home. You were telling me text the other day. Did you get a couple of things delivered while you were hibernating?
I did. I was really, really, I never just jones for pizza, but for whatever reason, from my sick bed, my body was telling me pizza. So I had some Firemost pizza delivered to the house, and I got something that I wouldn't normally get.
Which was what?
The Untouchable.
Tell me about it.
If I'm remembering correctly, it took me 30
Mushroom?
Minutes. Mushroom? How'd you know? Mushroom.
You're dying over there.
Mushroom and sausage with their gardenera. I opted for not the gardenera.
I'm not a big fan of that stuff on anything.
But I couldn't figure out how to modify it to have it not have tomato sauce because, you know, I'm not as into tomato sauce. So it had the tomato sauce on it and it was delicious. I loved it. It was a little
very good
by the time it got to me. So I had.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that I wanted to touch on here. Last night I wrote my, top five, I believe it was, things that I ate in the low country in 2025 for CH2 magazine. You can see that when it comes out, I guess the first first week of December, I started thinking over the weekend about, you know, all the great food that I've enjoyed in the Lowcountry. And I used to write these lists. I've been writing them, obviously, since I've been doing this. And I used to make one list, and anything I ate anywhere, this was the best I had this year. But a lot of times, you know, the best things I've eaten aren't in Savannah. They aren't in Hilton Head. They aren't in Bluffton. Sometimes they're in Miami, or sometimes they're in New York, or sometimes they're in Atlanta or Charleston. And I would write them, and over the years, it was like, you know, you're not bringing any value to your readers when you tell them about this thing that they will very likely never enjoy. So I started dividing my best ofs into categories, one of them being the Lowcountry. I'll write one for Savannah later in December. But one of the things I will share, one of the items as a preview of that piece in CH2 was Firemost Pizza. They were the darlings of the summer, one of the summer stories in food on the island. Would you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. It's really, really good. But in that, and let full disclosure, I love the pizza. Absolutely love the pizza. However, you just inadvertently or without realizing underscored something I wrote last night. That pizza in general doesn't travel well. It's never as good when you get it delivered or taken home as it is when you get it right there at the restaurant. That put aside, one of the things that I think makes Firemost Pizza as good as it is the crunchy crust. Flavors are great, but that crunchy crust is what really knocks me over to complete the whole thing. And if you get it delivered, you're going to lose that. You didn't get that, did you?
Right, but you know what? 2 minutes in my air fryer and it was fixed.
Really? Okay. Well, that's very good to know. Obviously, you don't have an air fryer that's about this big.
I couldn't put the whole thing in there.
No, but that's good to know. That's good to know for really any pizza that's supposed to be crunchy. You know, some New York style aren't supposed to have that crunch. It is what it is. But I wrote that. I said, this is great pizza. One of the best things I enjoyed in the Lowcountry over 2025. However, if you've never had it before, this is what I wrote. If you've never had it before, you should have it first there. And then if you want to get it delivered like you did or whatever, I think you should have the full experience first and go see them at Broad Creek Marina if that's where they're going to be that particular week and find them on Instagram. Would you agree with that statement?
I agree. Absolutely agree. Yeah.
There you go.
I'd like to talk about their sausage. You know, typically sausage is the crumbly kind.
Yeah.
You know, that they put. Uh-huh. Firemost uses like a actual sausage that's cut into slices.
Right.
And it's delicious. It's a really great combination of sweetness. You can taste the fennel seed. Like, it's a real good product.
Sliced thin or a little on the thicker side?
Little on the thicker side.
Okay.
I was really, really pleased. They don't normally get sausage on my pizza.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I would like to try that, but generally, if it's sliced like that, I prefer it on the thinner side. But that's just me. We all have preferences. Doesn't make me wrong, you right, and vice versa. Would you agree with that?
I agree, but you know I'm always right.
I know. So Firemost was one of my top five. I won't share the rest of them. You'll have to just grab yourself a copy of CH2 Magazine when that hits newsstands. When was the last time you actually saw a newsstand?
I don't remember. I do not remember.
I laugh when I hear people say out on newsstands or stay tuned or don't touch that dial. There are kids out there, you know, that have no idea what don't touch that dial means, but you still get old timers that say that.
One of the movies I watched from my sick bed, have watched a lot of TV. Uh-huh. I watched Ghost. Remember that movie from like 3 decades ago? There's a scene where the bad guy is trying to call the other bad guy, and he's got a rotary phone, and he's very agitated, and he's going, and dialing, and it was just so funny to me.
Yeah, yeah. Kids have no idea. Very quick aside, a couple of years ago, my wife was given a turntable as, I believe, a Christmas gift. And my daughter, this might push 7-8 years ago. My daughter was all excited about playing records and seeing this old-timey thing until she realized that if you want to change the song, you have to get up and go over there and actually change out the album and not just, you know, press a couple of buttons on your phone and change it. Was that your turntable?
I do have a turntable, but I just got the notification that I'm running out of battery.
On your computer?
On my computer.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. So you're plugging it in real quick?
I'm not very prepared this morning, am I?
It's all right. You're allowed. I'm proud of you for actually making the effort to be here, because a lot of people would be like, I'm going to take a nap or I'm going to sleep in. You got big old plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I'm going to New York. Ellery, my daughter, we're going to New York. We're going to spend the week there with my bestie, Rhea.
Hi, Rhea.
And her brother, Torin, and all of our kids.
Wow, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Have you ever done the Thanksgiving parade in New York?
No, but Torin's penthouse is right on the parade route. So we'll have a bird's eye view from 30-something floors up. I'm so excited.
From 30-something floors up. You're going to need to go downstairs to enjoy this parade, young lady. You're not going to see, you'll see the people down there, but you need to go downstairs and enjoy it. We've done it a couple of times. It's a hoot. I know the general area where your friend's condo is, but what cross street?
It is, he's in the middle of it's South Central Park. He's right across the street from the park.
Oh, so 59th Street. That's 59th. 59th borders the park.
Yeah, so between 59th and
58th.
Towards Radio City Music Hall.
Right, 58th.
Yeah.
It goes down. You keep disappearing. If you're listening and not watching, Maggie just keeps sliding in and out. Did you plug in your computer?
I did.
Very good. So how many of you will there be for Thanksgiving?
Oh, gosh. So they'll also be with just us and our kids. It's a lot. And then there are other periphery people coming. So about 17, I think, all total.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool. That's cool. Here in my house, my daughter, as you know, has moved to Los Angeles. She is not coming home for Thanksgiving. She used to come home for Thanksgiving when she was in college, but Los Angeles makes it a little trickier. So she's staying out there. It will be three of us, maybe four if we invite a random friend. Smallest Thanksgiving Casablanca's done in a long time, and that's fine. I'm totally fine with that.
No, I was just going to say, I bought a turkey yesterday. I'm going to do a Thanksgiving meal this week before I leave New York.
Nice. For how many?
Because, I don't know, it's a surprise.
Oh, sorry.
Whoever wants to come
over. How do you do a surprise Thanksgiving? Everybody knows it's coming, Maggie.
My people will come. If they know I'm cooking, they'll come. So probably later in the week, but... Our actual Thanksgiving dinner is going to be at Essex House.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
That's high cotton right there. Watch out.
Yes.
So I thought you guys would cook. No, you're just going to take the whole group out and do it upright?
Yeah.
That's lovely.
I offered to Torin for me to do the cooking, but he just, when we're in New York.
17 is a lot.
He's always about, look, we're here in the finest city in the world for cuisine, you know,
for a lot of things.
Let's enjoy it. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. 'Cause 17 is a lot. If it were 6 or 8, I'd be like, come on now, you know, cooking the meal is part of the fun, but yeah, we're still going to cook it. First time it, crossed my mind for a second to actually go to a restaurant for Thanksgiving. There are a number of places here in Savannah that are doing Thanksgiving. And Sheila was like, no, I like cooking during the parade. And I do too. So it was a fleeting thought that got squashed pretty quick. So small Thanksgiving here at Casablanco. Very much, however, looking forward to it. It's apparently, I just saw it this morning, if you believe all the prognosticators out there, you'll be gone, so it doesn't matter. But we're going to have bitter cold here for Thanksgiving weekend. So,
which means it'll probably be even colder in New York.
Maybe. But it will be a good time. So, but we still get, we're talking like it's this week. It's, is there, besides your pecan pie, is there one thing you always make for Thanksgiving?
Well, you have to have mashed potatoes.
I thought you were going to say we have to have turkey.
Turkey. You know, so sometimes if I have like my daughter and my brother, none of us really are all that hell bent on the turkey thing. Sometimes I'll make shrimp and grits instead. But if I'm making a traditional turkey mashed potatoes green bean casserole, but I make it from scratch, not the kind where you dump a can and a can of cream of mushrooms. Like I make bechamel and homemade. I make the sauce homemade. I caramelize onions. We don't put the French fried thing on top. It's a completely different dish when you make that from scratch.
Canned green beans are one of the worst inventions in food in the history of civilization. Be honest, have you ever used them for anything?
Well, I was raised on that kind of food back in the 70s, but no,
everybody
not in,
was.
Not in, I haven't bought a can of vegetables in 3 decades.
Yeah. Yeah, but canned green beans in particular, like I've had canned corn, you know, okay, whatever. Peas, not so much. I usually do frozen, but I've had canned corn. But canned green beans, thankfully we have evolved as a species and no canned green beans. Call me a snob, call me whatever you want. I ain't touching that nonsense.
No, green beans have to be blanched.
Yes.
You'll have a little bite to them.
In fact, a quick aside, last weekend in St. Augustine, one of the entrants in the Whiskey, Wine, and Wildlife judging that I was doing was a barbecue guy. He did a phenomenal brisket. He did an excellent mac and cheese, but his green beans were just crazy good. He called them blistered green beans. And I asked him, I said, what did you do to these? Did you blanch them first? Because they were blistered like they were on a, you know, like edamame with a little char on them.
Yeah.
I asked him, what did you do to these? And he said, I just put them on a hot plate, as hot as I can get it, with butter. And that's it. And let them char a little bit. But obviously that fat flavor brings it off. They were just phenomenal. Man, that thing was good. But yeah, canned green beans, just say no.
No.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. We will reconvene next week before the holiday. You will have had, I assume, your surprise Thanksgiving. It's the last Thursday of the of November every year.
Thank you for the update. You know,
well, hey, I'm just trying to let I'm trying to ruin your surprise. You and I will be dining together this week. It will be a good time. That's your one of my every night.
I'm glad I'm on your roster.
You are on my roster.
You a pecan pie?
If you're making them already, sure. If not, I can wait. Don't trip on that. I mean, if you want, it's. Let me tell y'all something right now. Anybody listening, anybody watching, Maggie's pecan pie rivals the best I've ever had. It was phenomenal. Yes.
Thank you.
Fact. I put it in the freezer and I was still eating it in March and April.
Wow.
True. Because
like
I'd eat a piece of
peanuts.
I don't know about all that. Dirt. Sheila's been thawing them, taking them to Tallahassee for her games, and I look at them on the counter thawing, and I'm like, dirt, bag of dirt. No. No, it's like getting a handful of dirt and going and just licking it. No.
Salty. Salty dirt.
Salty dirt. Okay. Knock yourself out. Yeah, no, as a pecan pie goes, if you're up to it and you feel like it, great. If not, you know, we have Sam's may think otherwise, and all the restaurants out there are all decorated for the season, and Christmas is starting to build up, but we've got time to enjoy the holidays, so I'll take it whenever you feel like dishing it.
All righty then.
Very good. All right, well, we're going to get out of here. Tell us where we can find you if we'd like to buy a little holiday crash pad.
I am a realtor with the Kaiser Jatan team at eXp Realty. And you can view listings on my website, margaretcrenshaw.com.
Just say no to canned green beans.
Just say no.
Thank you, Margaret. We'll see you soon. I'll see you later this week.
Have a good one. Looking forward to it.
Bye.